lantern goes walk and it's in it.
They promised me cake. Ooh-wee-doo. I wanna be a kangaroo.
But now we're in Captain Underpants. Really? Just a football falling in the water, you had to slow-mo that?
What the fuck?
Just gonna say already, this is already a better superhero film than Green Lantern. Yeah, please save somebody! My first like word edits anybody! First like word edits anybody got you on Green Lantern.
This movie is front-loaded as a lot of exposition for Kangaroo Jack. Michael Shannon, yes.
Christopher Walken and Michael Shannon in a kangaroo movie produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. Unless he's gonna be good, but I'm interested.
I might hop over him. That'd be amazing if the black kid in the Superman cape snaps Michael Shannon's foot and Ruby also.
Ever seen a good movie that had like an ice cream truck man in it? Ever?
I think the dog just peed on my leg.
You know, I get it. Hollywood actors, you'll take whatever kind of job you can get, but we have to read the line. I think the dog just peed on my leg. Do you say? Paycheck, just think of the paycheck. Rent.
You know, if it's between prison and carrying my dog, I'd drop the dog. Is this a common thing? Do criminals just hang out in the sky? The cops just point off, like, on the ceiling.
Plethora to me. Anathema.
Anathema. Don't make me keep doing this. I'm doing it.
It's in my hands. Oh, it slipped out. Here, help me scoop it up.
American Pie has nothing on Kangaroo Jack.
I just want me to say it's not funny.
Yeah.
Painfully obvious.
Yes, huh? That seemed to go super grainy there for a second. Yeah. Ah! Ha! Shade! Ha! 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 Shade! Ha! Ha! I'm so really there. Wow. That's bad.
This isn't even enough for a short film. We should just call the movie Flimsy Pretext, born out of one of Bruckheimer's drunken keggers.
Did you see those two kangaroos before? It's like he's one, just so real.
I feel like I'm watching a puppy die in slow motion.
It's both not slow enough and not fast enough.
Yeah. We can make a fine chair out of that chair. You know we're still paying reparations to Australia for this movie?
Epileptic?
Epileptic.
No, it wasn't.
I like the drunk Santa Claus or Ernest Says Christmas.
There, in one image, that is the metaphor for this movie. It's just Angelou just watching a fiery crash.
Couldn't even do that right if you just saw it go down in a puff of smoke. That would have been funny, but no, they had to cut back again. But I'm sure Bruckheimer's like, no, more, boom, boom, boom. That's all of Bruckheimer's notes. He's like, boom, boom.
Something bad is about to happen here, Lewis.
I think that's what the actors said to each other after reading the script. I think something bad is about to happen.
Read me, Tansy.
Just trying to say, get out of the movie! It's Kangaroo Jack! You think it turns him and Jeremy free, but it's not! It's Kangaroo Jack!
Oh, what are the chances?
Oh my god! Yeah, no hit, it's a mirage! Oh, I feel like a dog who just got abused just looks up at his master like...
Don't look at me that way. Please. Look at him. You're my dog. I wish I was that dog right now.
This is garbage!
Yeah, I'm sure she will look that good in the desert. Kids film!
Love the jacket, Charlie.
No.
No!
It's still happening! We should drop this on our enemies. Drop me some Kangaroo Jack. What? What's this? They put on a to explode. Were proud to animate this scene. You think they put this on their resume?
Honestly, I think they put this on their signed confession.
Will you get back up here, by the way? An obvious question, but why is she American? You can just have an Australian there, be fine.
They're making unrealistic, unlike anybody falling in love with this guy.
He can't be down there the whole time. Oh, yeah, burning candles. I'm really shocked I didn't predict that at the beginning of the film. Really think that's funny, movie, don't you? You're, like, really working that. Like, guys, we got it! Burning candles! I mean, this is it! It doesn't get better! This is it! We cracked it! We cracked humor! Burning candles! Chaplin, Robin Williams, we got for Leo Tango, got the burning candles! I just want to, like, goddamn mind this! To distract the kangaroos in the wildlife.
Bingo. Dingo? Where?
No, bingo.
He will serve the B for a D, that's a dingo and the bingo. I am so glad people got paid for this. I don't care what you do.
Hey, take it over!
I'm looking for a missing kangaroo.
Michael Shannon just said...
What did you say to them? Oh, wow, like a wet DNA shot in a Bruckheimer film.
I'm talking funk.
I'm gonna carve you up piece by piece.
Stop, not the breath. Kill him.
Two yanks tragically cocking it, and I'm apologetic out there.
Throw me the words!
16 Taiwanese All-Stars. To this
day... This movie really likes to steal soundtracks from other movies, which I'm okay with because the actual soundtrack is awful.
Did this movie have a soundtrack?
Yeah. See? That's it! That's every Bruckheimer movie, just very expensive. It's amazing!
I would literally pay $1,000 right now if this ended with a giant killing spree ending. All of them just, like, shoot each other, and then the camels and the kangaroos eat the corpses.
Well, for it.
Well, but yeah, but it's, like, nasty-ass, like, blood farts.
Everyone in this movie wasn't told the title. Everyone thought they were making, like, a cinematic version of Breaking Bad.
Just they were told they were acting opposite Robert De Niro, but they were gonna insert him in later via CGI. And alert, they saw the movie.
Oh, he's very method that way, yeah. All about. You know what it's all about? It's about the connection between these two.
We're friends because you saved my life once. You save my life every day, Lewis.
Shut up! Important lessons about not dressing the corpses of kangaroo alert.
Kids, remember that. Hit a kangaroo, don't put your jacket on him. That's the goddamn lesson. Vetting burning candles? Gold! Comedic gold!
Here.
What a reel! We gotta put the light beep in there because, you know, he's really there, guys!
Oh my gosh!
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Fuck you! Fuck you! Anything Looney Tunes related, shush.
I deserve to eat the corn out of Morty.
Oh!
I spent, like, two-thirds of this movie with my face down planted on the floor.
You weren't even half of it, you coward. You spent half of it on the floor.
I did. Face down, and just listening to it. And then I would look up, and then my eyes would
burn. Bye.
Be able to turn the camera off?
Probably not.